Who's
about.
Who's this?
This is the great Wanda Jackson.
Oh, you should.
Is this who you played with, Danny?
Yeah. I played bass in her band.
That's so badass.
For one gig.
Yes.
Did you get her number?
I just hit it. Didn't need a number.
Quite the fox in her day.
Oh.
I bet.
Dude, Elvis knocked that out.
I bet.
Yeah.
Knocked that out.
Yep.
All right, it is time to do something we have not done in a while, and that is fun with country music.
And there's a reason, because we figured
music.
It just couldn't get any more worse than what we had already covered.
Well, let's face it, we've influenced the genre. Not only us, but many of our loyal, devoted followers. Many people across the country have kind of sniffed out the bro country thing to the point of it's just so hackneyed and it's just tired. And as big as it was there for about 2 years, it couldn't sustain itself. And by bro country, we mean whatever artist you want, whether it's Florida Georgia Line or Luke Bryan or the rap country artists of the day, where the entire song
they
is
call
just
that crap.
Right. The entire song is just built around how country they are.
Yeah. How many references they can make to trucks and guns and fishing and dirt roads
right.
and trails and mud and creek and river.
In other words, stuff they probably in reality know nothing about.
And beer.
Well, back in, let's see, the first time we did this, or at least this is the first time I put this in my notes on my phone.
About 4 years ago, do you?
It would have been February of 2016.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's been about 3 years. And, yeah, we determined that each one of these songs contained many of the following. Boots, truck, jeans, beer, moonshine, dust, some form of rural setting, tires, guns, country food, such as biscuits or cornbread.
Catfish.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And then referencing old country artists and then critters.
Yeah.
Now under the
possum, squirrel, any number.
Yeah, right. And then fishing, hunting, and then if you want to hit the home run out of the park, Jesus.
And troops.
Yeah. That's not
usually
like,
in the breakdown though.
Yeah. The troops thing, they'll dedicate entire songs
I know.
To troops. I know. You know, but
you're right, but that's just one of the elements that
yes.
make one of these songs what they are. And I think we thought the Holy Grail up to one point was that Luke Bryan song, right?
Yeah.
The
where he was crawling
that's
in
that's my kind of night.
He was crawling in the creek with frogs and chicks
yes.
and things like that.
Yeah.
So Danny found this.
Yeah, sent this to Corby.
Artist named Hardy.
Hardy.
Do you recall what my text said and what your reply was?
Did you say this is the Holy Grail?
This is the Holy Grail. And your reply back was, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hand me the cord.
So clearly you listened to it.
I opened it up on my phone immediately. I was lying on the floor with my dogs around me, and I was laughing so hard.
Well, the thing is that the list that you just ran down, if you are an artist that hits a good 50 to 70% of those, man, you've hit a home run for this segment.
Yeah.
This son of a bitch not only hits all of them, he doesn't miss a line.
No.
Every single line of this song it makes a reference to one of these things.
Now, if you go to his YouTube, or I guess the video for this, for Hardy, if you would like to follow along, 32,000 people have viewed his song that we're getting ready to play, and the song is called Rednecker. Not Redneck.
Right.
Rednecker.
He's more rednecker than you.
Yeah.
And he's going to prove it.
Now, again, 32,000 people have heard this song or at least gone to his YouTube page and have seen this.
Well, that's about to double.
It's, yeah, probably triple right now. And we're doing Hardy a great service. And, God bless him. I don't think that he realizes things have slowly but surely moved on. But anyway, here is Hardy with Rednecker.
you're on a dirt road or two.
Now, right out of the chute.
I mean, you're on it. There it is. County line, dirt road. First
yeah.
two lines.
County line cred.
And we're how far into the song?
Eight seconds.
Time-wise?
Well, you had about a 16-second musical, but kick-ass guitar solo.
So you think you've got some county line cred because you rode a dirt road or two. You got a mossy oak hat on top of your head and a southern pride tattoo.
Oh
yeah,
God.
You might have drank a little grain alcohol or hauled a little hay.
Okay.
This cat's going next level here.
It is every line. We've got hay, grain alcohol, hat.
Grain.
What kind of hat is this that he
mossy oak?
Mossy old hat.
No, mossy oak.
Mossy
is
oak
that a
hat?
Type of hat?
Is that a type or a brand or what?
It's a brand of
country hat or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Some pride tattoo. Yeah, you might have drank a little grain alcohol or hauled a little hay. But if you think your boots got more dirt than mine, I got one thing to say. My town's smaller than your town, and I got a bigger bucket mass on my wall.
That's my favorite part. And you know what? Okay, here's the thing about...
What did you say?
We got a
bigger...
My town's smaller than your town.
And
I got
what?
A bigger buck and bass on my wall.
Yes.
So he hunts and fishes. Knocked them both out.
And the thing is...
bigger than yours.
That's right.
Yeah. The thing is that this chorus...
It's catchy.
It really is. And I got a bigger buck and bass on my wall.
You
like,
know,
it's
I
not bad.
I got to tell you, as this stuff goes... This is not bad.
I know,
it's
but it's just so funny.
My town's smaller than your town, and I got a bigger bugging mass on my wall. I got a little more kick in my draw, y'all. I got a little more spit in my jaw.
Yeah,
my truck's louder than your truck.
All right, stop it for a second.
Uh-huh.
We hit chewing tobacco. We hit truck. I mean,
dude, you hit hat, dirt,
dust.
What did you not hit?
Yeah.
What's left?
Hey, we even worked in Southern Pride tattoo.
You hit fish.
Uh-huh. That's new.
You hit deer.
Mm-hmm. Moonshine.
Right.
Man,
all right.
I'm tired.
Got a car parked in my front yard. With a floorboard full of Slim Jims.
That's a new one.
I piss where I want
to.
That's
fine.
I fish where I swim. Yeah, I bet you ain't got it on a tailgate. I killed a copperhead a time or two.
That's new. It falls under the heading of critter.
It does.
But he's bragging about the amount of copperhead that he's killed. To prove how country he is.
And he's got a car on blocks in his front yard and the floorboards full of Slim Jims.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's weird.
And what did he say about he pees where he wants to.
Yeah, and he swims where he fishes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if all this stuff is true, this guy is more rednecker than me.
Yeah, he really is. There we go.
Bet you ain't got it on a tailgate. Or killed a copperhead a time or two. And man, if you're thinking you're a better beer drinker, buddy, I've got news for you.
Beer.
Okay, so in the video, the funniest part is that he's constantly working on his truck.
Yes.
Like, he's underneath the truck on one of those.
He can't afford to take it to the dealership.
No. And so he's underneath in the truck, and they speed up. When they're talking about, in one of the verses, and when he's talking about, I can drink more beer than you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And they show him under there, like, on that little sliding thing.
Yeah.
So he's underneath there, and then you just see, like, two dozen beer cans fly out from underneath. He's in there, lying on his back, with about a quarter inch of space between him and whatever the
transmission.
Truck. Right. Yet he's drinking beer under there.
Yeah, man.
By the case. Just slamming them down back there.
That's what you did in the country, man. You work on your car and kill a case.
I guess so.
Smaller than your town, and I got a bigger bugging mass on my wall. I got a little more cake in my drawer. y'all. And my truck's louder than your truck. And my tick hound's a little more blue.
All right. Did you get that one?
Yeah, his tick hound's a little more blue.
There, that hits it right out of the park, especially with Mike, who always claims that the trashiest of trash of country people have blue tick hounds running around.
My truck's louder than your truck. My tick hound's a little more blue. You might think that you're redneck, but I'm rednecker than you. I'm rednecker than you.
Here comes Steve Vai.
Here comes more beer out from underneath the truck. He's throwing like 30 more.
All right, I'm sorry, this is great.
There's
a NASCAR reference in there. What isn't there?
Yeah, this is great.
Oh, dude, that is brilliant.
It is. I'm down with the sound of a Dixie whistle.
Raising.
Let's see if I can.
Raising hell with the Dale.
Hang on.
Come on, man.
Dixie whistle, raising hell, praising Dale, 12 in.
Raising hell, praising Dale, 12 in at Bristol.
That is awesome.
Raising hell, praising Dale, 12 in at Bristol.
What, 12 beers in or 12 laps?
I don't know.
It's got to be 12 laps.
I don't know.
This is the best song to come out of this genre ever.
Whistle, raising hell, praising Dale, 12 in at Bristol. More sweat on my brow at the end of the day. So needless to say, my town's smaller than your town.
The breakdown.
I got a bigger bugging bass on my wall. And I ain't trying to talk no smack. It's just the facts, y'all.
New,
yeah.
Wow, dude, he wins with the blue tick reference and the creative way that he did it. My tick count's bluer than yours.
Yeah,
and the Dale and Bristol and
I know.
This guy,
this is the best.
I know.
This guy is really good. He is.
Mike,
man,
likes this.
Yes, I do. I don't hate this.
It's just funny.
All this other stuff you guys have brought in, I've absolutely hated, but not this.
Maybe you should do this.
Got a little stuff to it.
Next week, maybe we should do this as our show song.
We don't have time for that.
Rednecker.
Maybe we should.
Summer Bash.
Okay, all right.
Summer Bash.